Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
And welcome to the latest podcast from Betches Media, not another true crime podcast, where we will be talking about all the sketchy shit your heart desires. Stuff like scams, cults, conspiracy theories, and of course, murder. I'm Sarah Levine, editor-in-chief of Betches.com, and my co-host is Hannah Perkins, famed memer of the Pretend Blonde account and former Betches writer. This episode, we're going to tackle a conspiracy theory, and it's a doozy. Yeah. Yeah, I researched the shit out of this and my brain hurt.
Yeah.
So I found this on the home of conspiracy theories, aka Reddit. And I was like really intrigued. And here's the conspiracy theory in one sentence. Brace yourselves.
Okay, I'm ready.
Brittany Murphy was murdered.
Ooh, hot take. Hot take.
It is a very hot take.
So for people who don't know who Brittany Murphy is, first of all, what the fuck? Second of all, she's an icon. She was in Clueless, which is an iconic movie. Everyone should go see it at least 50 times. And she was in 8 Mile, which I will admit I've only seen once. The only like thing I know from that is Mom's Spaghetti, and she was
you and like half the internet,
literally half the internet. And she also was in the underrated classic Uptown Girls with Dakota Fanning. I mean, that cannot be slept on. So yeah, she's a famous actress, pretty much from the 90s, early 2000s. She died on December 20th. 2018 right now. She died in 2009 of pneumonia. So in pretty sketchy, and I think she was I want to say 30 something when she died.
Yeah, she was
very young. So it was an odd case all around.
Yeah, so the reason why there even is this conspiracy theory is because, I mean, Brittany died of pneumonia, which is a little bit, it's weird if you're young. It's not very common for young people to die of pneumonia. But the even weirder part was that her husband died of the same cause 5 months later.
That's weird. It's an infection that inflames the air sacs in one or both lungs. So is it contagious? God, the internet is amazing. It is a virus, or it's caused by a virus. And so they do spread from person to person, and it is contagious. So now everyone knows. Right.
But still, 5 months later, it would be one thing if they both died of pneumonia in rapid succession. But 5 months later is, you know, people think it's a little weird.
Sketch, for sure.
Right. So that brings us to the heart of the conspiracy theory, which is that Brittany Murphy and her husband were both murdered, but not by anyone, by the government.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's pretty nuts. There's a lot of layers to this. So to understand what the fuck is happening, we need to bring in another character. And she's not really a character. She's a real person. But she's a player in this theory. And her name is Julia Davis. So if you Google Julia Davis now, you might find that she's a whistleblower and counterterrorism expert.
Okay.
So, take some Adderall.
I'm sipping coffee and I'm waiting.
Yeah, I had to bring coffee.
So this girl's like a kind of like wannabe Snowden-y kind of person.
Sort of. Yeah, in like early 2004. Okay. So brief background on her. She was born in the Ukraine in 1974. Back then it was the USSR. Mm-hmm. So don't at me. I already know that. And according to her IMDb page, she's a producer, writer, and director, and was also a stuntwoman. And fun fact, she was a stuntwoman for Angelina Jolie. I looked it up. I know. And she had a husband, BJ, who works in Hollywood, I think is a director, producer, something like that. So that's a little background on her. Now, here's where it gets weird. I think in 2002, I guess she decides to take a break from Hollywood. And in 2004, she's working as a customs and border protection officer.
Whoa, what a shift. So, you go from Hollywood to working for the border agencies? I mean,
how does that even,
how do you even get qualified for that with her? Like, what are the qualifications for working at the border? I mean.
Right. It's interesting. I would have kind of thought that you'd have to be
in government somehow,
a natural born citizen.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. She's not even American.
Yeah. But I guess she just decided she wanted to help the U.S. and serve our country. That is very noble.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I'm not doing it, so.
I don't know. Customs and border protection. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder if she like lied on her resume. She's like, I'm skilled in Excel. And I, like, I'm born here in America. I'm a full American citizen. And I have, you know.
I'm pretty sure that the last place you want to lie on your resume is to the government.
But at the same time, is there, like, a line out the door for people wanting to work customs and border control? Like, I imagine they're probably, slim pickings there. Yeah.
Right. She must be a citizen. I don't want to spread rumors. I would imagine that she's probably
She married an American man. Like, she married, she's an American citizen.
Yeah, BJ, not an American. Yeah.
He's American, for sure. He's from Indiana or something.
Yeah. Right. So basically, her job was to process people as they were coming in. She was at the border between U.S. and Mexico, and it was, I think, one of the biggest border crossings.
Or I think it's the biggest in the world,
Huh, so that's intense.
The more you know.
So her job was to process people as they were coming in and enter them into this Homeland Security database. So here's what happened, and it's all really fucking weird. So on July 4th of 2004, she noticed that they had a lot of people come in from designated terrorist countries, which at the time included Iran, Iraq, and Brazil, among some other countries. So they were a lot coming in on that day. She noticed 23 people from those countries were coming in on that day, which was abnormal because normally they would get maybe 10 to 15 a month.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's part one. All right. Part two is that she noticed that none of the regular protocol was used to process these people that they would normally use who were coming from these countries. They weren't fingerprinted. Nobody really asked them questions. They didn't take any documents from them. They pretty much just waved them.
Okay, and this is in 2004. So this is right after 9/11. Yes. This is when people were like losing their fucking minds over possible terrorism.
I mean, it was 3 years later, but.
But I mean, people still do it now. I mean, look at how today is. You know, I don't know if it's ever really going to be the same. That's kind of interesting, though, because like, is she like a high level of clearance? Because how is she the only person who noticed this? I mean, isn't there. A supervisor or something like.
Well, we will.
Okay. Get to that. All right. Cool.
So here's the even craziest part. On this particular day, July 4th, 2004, the government or Homeland Security already suspected that Al Qaeda was planning to pull some shit, and they had sent out a memo to tell people to actually be extra vigilant on July 4th, 2004.
Sketch.
Right. So it's extra supremely sketched that not only are more people coming in on this day, but they were all waved through on a day when pretty much everyone was briefed to actually be more strict.
Right. So was it the same booking person or agent or whatever, like, coming through?
I have no idea. Yeah, no idea. And I think she didn't even know who the people were. She just knew that there were a lot of them. So she takes this information to her boss, who is like, oh, shit, kick this up the ladder. and he tells her to take it to Intel. She goes to Intel, and the door is locked, and they all have the day off.
Oh, because it's 4th of July.
Yes, however, everyone already knew to be on high alert on this day, so why is Intel
What the
off?
Fuck? Okay, I'm sorry. If gas station attendants have to work up 4th of July, the American government Intel should have to work, too. Like, there should at least be like one or two people on duty. Like, I mean, my gym right. is open on the 4th of July till like 4:30.
Mine is only open till 1. Shouts out.
Wow. Minute.
But still better than the Intel.
Yeah.
Department.
Whoa. That's like terrifying, actually. If everything that is said to be true is true, that, you know, we were supposed to be on high alert that day and, you know, it is the border control of the largest border in the world. I mean, there should be someone there from right. Homeland Security or Intel. That's very, very sketchy.
Right. And just a disclaimer, this information is actually kind of hard to find from a reliable
right.
source. So I pretty much found it by listening to interviews with Julia and her okay. husband, as well as a couple of other websites, but you're not going to find this on like FBI.
Yeah, I think everyone should remember that this is a conspiracy theory at its heart.
Right, take it with a grain of salt.
So it's we're not passing
and
this
also,
off
I don't
as true.
Piss off
yeah, anybody. We're not passing this off as true. This is a conspiracy theory. Okay.
Yeah. So after she notices Intel is closed, she's like, "This is serious. I'm not just going to sit on this," and she goes straight to the FBI. Okay. And tells them what she knows, and that's when she starts having problems. So she claims that essentially the DOJ didn't like that she made them look bad, more or less, and they filed immigration charges against her and her husband. She was previously, supposedly, you know, an exemplary employee, did a good job. Suddenly, 19 cases are brought against her.
Wow.
She claims she's being surveilled by the government, having people follow her, and also claims that her home is raided and Black Hawk helicopters circle her home.
Listen, if this shit is true, I'm going to be real pissed that tax money was spent on people surveilling this random woman.
Well, that was actually an argument that she makes in this interview a number of times. It's like, the government allegedly would have spent millions of dollars following her and her husband.
Yeah.
And it seems like intimidating them when that could have been spent
on having someone from Intel being there on July 4th. Like, wow. Okay.
Right. And eventually she's declared a domestic terrorist.
Mm, that's so interesting. It's weird to me. So
yeah.
People like her can be considered a domestic terrorist, allegedly, but like people like the Charleston shooter and, you know, people like that, like they're not terrorists. They're just crazy people with guns.
Lone wolves. Oh, don't
lone wolves who had a troubled past, you guys. And this girl is the face of
right.
domestic terrorism. God, I mean.
And I guess the part of the conspiracy part is, who were these people who supposedly were let in?
Yeah.
What were they doing? And why didn't the government care?
Yeah. And on July 4th, too, I feel like that's a significant day in itself. I feel
right.
like if there was any day that people are really vulnerable in America, it's probably July 4th. You know, so.
I know. We're just barbecuing.
No one gives
our guns are
fuck
in the house.
On July 4th.
Not
There's
ready.
Fireworks everywhere. Yeah. Like, you know, it's so. I don't know. That's an interesting. I have so many thoughts on that. The domestic terrorist thing, like, legit to its core, pisses me off. But it's fine. It's really early in the morning here, and I don't want to like fuck up my chi for the day and get upset. It's 6:30 in the morning, but I'm upset. It's okay. All right.
I mean, also to be fair, like, we don't know that these people were necessarily terrorists. We just know that they came
yeah.
from designated countries, which, I mean, now given what we
yeah.
know about Trump's travel ban, they could have just been
refugees
normal
or
people from
yeah.
Brazil. We really right we have literally no idea who they were or what they were trying to do,
but that wasn't really her job, nor did I think that, like, if this is all true, it doesn't seem like that's what she was trying to do. She was just trying to like be cautious about, you know, like what she was told. Right. But it more bugs me that she was declared a terrorist. Again, if this is allegedly true, I mean, our government has changed a lot since 2004. Some for better, most of it for worse. So, hot take, but yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's super interesting. Yeah. Now the big question is, how does Brittany Murphy come into this? Because it seems random, and I know it does. So here's what happened. Julia sues the government, and she settles out of court. The records are sealed, obviously, because it's the government.
Yeah, but she wins, basically. Cool.
Yeah, so I did read that she won. Some court found that... So she was eventually fired, and some court found that she was fired... illegally, and she also, I guess, sued the government for, I don't know, mistreating her, and they settled out of court.
Okay.
So the way Brittany Murphy comes into this is that she claims that Brittany was one of her witnesses who testified in support of her claims, and so now that's putting a target on her back.
Yeah, no kidding. She's like, don't drag me into this.
Supporting this person. Mm. Exactly. So, Julia Davis thinks the government poisoned Brittany Murphy and her husband because of their support of her case. And the weird thing is, Brittany Murphy's dad also agrees with this. Now, the thing about Brittany Murphy's dad is that he was not really a father to her. He was not in the picture.
Got it.
Brittany was really close with her mom. Her mom essentially raised her as a single mom. So her dad's word is certainly not
gospel.
Is it
like Meghan Markle's dad who like didn't really, like wasn't close with her and like suddenly he has all these thoughts on how she lives her life and things like that?
Pretty much. He pretty much abandoned her and her mom.
Awesome. So yeah, I noticed she took her dad or her mom's last name. Like her mom's last name is Murphy and she has her mom's last name.
Yeah, her dad's last name is, I forgot.
Damn. All right. I like it. I like her style.
That was helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Brittany Murphy's dad also thinks that she was poisoned. So he sued to be able to get the ability to like send her hair off to be tested. And he won. He sent it off to some independent lab. And he said that it came back with 10 times the World Health Organization limit for certain metals, which he and Julia Davis take to mean that Brittany was poisoned. I think their theory is that if you are poisoned, I think with certain things like maybe rat poison, it'll show up as like a higher metal concentration.
Interesting. I hate to be this person, but like, aren't certain, you know, prescription drugs or even, I don't know, like methamphetamine, like that kind of thing. Don't those have some of these metals in it as well? Because that is the other side of the story that I've always been told was that she died of pneumonia, but it was like kind of sparked. She had like some drug issues. And so,
okay.
I mean, that's.
So I was going to get into this.
Oh,
later,
wow. I just jumped the gun. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So. Brittany's mom basically argues that when you just send someone's hair samples for metal testing, it's not the most reliable. And it's not just her mom. I think experts also argue this. Things like hair dye, which she did process her hair, hairspray, that type of thing can show up
as
metal in a hair follicle test.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. So, like, really, it's so vague. And sending it off to an independent lab, too, is also an iffy thing. Because, I mean, you can, in theory, pay people to say kind of what you want. I mean, not that independent labs aren't legit, but they're not taken as seriously, you know, as actual, like, forensic labs put by the government or whatever.
Right. Regarding the drug use... I'm inclined to think that's actually false. I found a copy of what appears to be the autopsy report. Mm-hmm. I found this shit deep in the internet. I don't even remember how. But
really
I'll just
went down.
Read from it. I'm thorough. Say what you want about me.
I have a lot of faults, but this is not one of them.
Right. So I'll just read a little bit from the autopsy report, if this is real. Hopefully it's real. It says, this 32-year-old female had a history of diabetes and had been previously hospitalized for an episode of hypoglycemia. It also says there's no history of alcohol or drug abuse, and then some other stuff. So, yeah, it seems like she had been to the hospital complaining of shortness of breath and abdominal pain for 7 to 10 days prior to her death.
And she had diabetes, which like already like weakens your system.
And regarding the drug use, so I found a copy of what purports to be Brittany's autopsy report. I found it deep in the annals of the internet. Don't ask me how. Perfect. Truly could not repeat this process if I had to.
I get it.
Hopefully it's real.
Yeah.
But here, I'll just read a couple sentences. So it says, this 32-year-old female has a history of diabetes and had been previously hospitalized for an episode of hypoglycemia. She had complained of shortness of breath and abdominal pain for 7 to 10 days prior to her day of death. Ugh. There is no history of alcohol or drug abuse. And also, any drugs that were found in her system were either over-the-counter cold medicines or prescription drugs.
Interesting. I mean, yeah, then... I don't know. Poor Brittany Murphy. So either way, she dies of pneumonia. And like her dad is adamant. He believes this Julia Davis story.
Yeah. And so here's one other interesting thing, too. I found a piece that the Hollywood Reporter did on her death. I believe this was maybe before Simon's passing. Okay. But here's a direct quote from the article. The author writes, Simon told us they had to take extreme security precautions because they were under surveillance by helicopters and their phone was bugged. So now...
Is that paranoia, though?
So the author writes it off as Simon was troubled, alludes to him having Munchausen's.
Wow.
Being very paranoid and controlling, mm-hmm. which is one side of it. However, Julia Davis and Brittany Murphy's dad point to it as evidence that they were being surveilled and they were trying to tell people and no one believed them.
Interesting. Okay. All right. I'm following along and I'm building thoughts. So.
Okay. So let me just get to the other side of it, which is Brittany's mom, who in my opinion is like far more credible than her dad. Totally. She obviously vehemently denies this. I think in a letter... It was either to the Hollywood Reporter or another outlet. She wrote, I'm quite confident Brittany never cooperated with Julia Davis, never signed any statement in support of her, never met with her, and barely knew she existed. Davis did try to contact Brittany through her agent, but all she got back was a letter from CAA, which is Creative Artists Agency, which was her agency at the time, which we have telling Davis that her client knew nothing about her claims and would not meet with her. Hmm. Essentially, like, fuck off.
Okay. So let me, like run this through my brain. So Julia Davis is the whistleblower from Customs and Border Control. She says that, like, the government knew they're letting in 23 people from terrorist countries on July 4th. So then the government's, like... He basically accuses her of being a domestic terrorist and starts following her, etc. See, okay, so just from the get-go, I like the government following people thing and the government spying on people. So to me, that sounds like a crackpot. You know what I mean? Like that sounds like someone who like is paranoid about the government. And I understand why people are I think all the memes are hilarious where it's like the FBI agent like watching my computer. Like I love those memes and I get it. And like I know the government does spy on us and things like that. That being said, to send a helicopter to surveil your house, like where do you live? Do you live in the burbs? Because like that would be really weird if there's just a fucking military helicopter flying over your house. So some of these I'm like, I wonder.
Well, that's what they claim.
But to me, that seems like a far fetch because if there was a helicopter surveilling them in their hood, like, wouldn't there be more witnesses? Wouldn't there be more people to corroborate that claim? Couldn't more people go to like testify for her in that sense of like, yeah, she's being stalked by the American government and like being harassed? I mean, granted, maybe they're afraid, but also there's a lot of people who really want to stick it to the government in some ways. So just
Well, because they are filmmakers, they claim that they did get photographic evidence of the people who were following them. They did make a documentary that came out in 2012, but you literally can't find it anywhere.
Weird.
It's not on streaming. It's not even on YouTube. The closest thing I could find was an interview about the documentary and a couple trailers. You'd have to order it through their website, but their website is so old.
Yeah, I'd literally rather die than
I don't trust it.
That movie.
Right. So that's the other weird thing. Like, if this really happened, you would think that
I don't know.
Someone would want to pick it up.
Right.
I think I'd be able to at least stream it somewhere sketchy and I couldn't
find it. Look at, like, Snowden. Like, Snowden got, like, a full-length feature. There's been so many things about, you know, whistleblowers and, you know, who was the other one? Like, Chelsea Manning was one, I think. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, like, Chelsea Manning got a bunch of, like, press and Snowden did. So what's so different about this lady? Is it because, like, I mean, immigration's a hot topic, I guess, but, like, is it also because she's fucking crazy? I mean, is a filmmaker looking at the stuff that I'm looking at and going, what the like, how am I supposed to make a movie out of this? Like, it just sounds like a paranoid person. And so,
well, I think she does appear sometimes on news outlets as
like
a counterterrorism expert.
Oh, well, interesting. So,
but I'd have to Google it again.
Yeah. I mean, so either way, I'm already a little skeptical on this girl's story. The part that, like, really blows my mind is, how the fuck does Brittany Murphy come into this? Like, is there any indication that they're friends, that they know each other, that they work together, that maybe their husbands know each other? Like, is this just a total non sequitur? Like, is Brittany Murphy just a victim to this girl's, like, pathological thoughts or this girl's paranoia, or is she? And I don't know. I, like, to me, it seems a little weird, and it seems like, I don't know. These kind of theories, I think, I read a report yesterday because I was, like, studying conspiracy theories, you know, in my spare time. And I think the thing that, like, she died of pneumonia, and that's really weird. But given what you just read about the autopsy report, it's not that far off. You know what I mean? Like, I can kind of see it, especially because she has, like, a weakened immune system with diabetes, and she was already feeling sick. Again, if all this is true, if that's the correct autopsy report, it doesn't sound too far off. That being said, I'm sure Brittany Murphy was, like, awesome, and she was, like, really well loved, and she was a badass. And I think that people who make conspiracy theories want to find, like, reasoning behind why things happen, and they want to, you know what I mean? Like, they want to find a larger purpose to why things happen. Things just can't just happen, you know? So I will say
it's definitely a crazy conspiracy theory.
Yeah. I will say my immediate thought is that this is a theory. I don't think it actually happened. I think she died of pneumonia. What do you think?
So I was like, I mean, I don't have any reason to not believe this government stalking Julia
Davis
story.
Yeah.
So here's where I sort of faltered a little bit. Number one, it's not immediately clear how Brittany Murphy comes into it. And I was able to find a lot about Julia Davis and almost nothing about her connection to Brittany Murphy.
Right.
Again, maybe if I had purchased this documentary, waited for shipping, waited to see if my credit card info got stolen, whatever, watched it, then they would have made the connection clear, but I could not really find it. Just also thinking logically, to me, I'm like, if the government is just following one woman and maybe even intimidating her, who's actually the main person, it doesn't really make sense to kill the witnesses.
Yeah.
When the main person is still running around.
Especially when the witness is fucking Brittany Murphy. Like, she's famous. You know what I mean? That is a little bit of a stretch. They're going to go and kill off the person that everyone knows. That, I mean, why not at that point just kill off this Julia Davis girl? You know, that would make more sense to, you know, slowly poison her so she gets pneumonia. Why why poison Brittany Murphy? It doesn't
That was doesn't the make other sense. Thing, too. I was like, I feel like if the government really would be stalking you, they would, I would think that they would be a lot more low-key about it and not flying Black Hawks helicopters around your home.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I think it's paranoia, because, I mean, I would like to think that the government is stealth and, you know, they kind of, they wouldn't be like those typical, like, stalkers you see in, like, TV shows where they have the glasses and they sit behind, like, the newspaper. You know what I mean? I think that the whole thing is a very large case of paranoia. And if everything that Julia Davis says is true, that she, you know, all these things happened and she suddenly became a domestic terrorist for, you know, just doing her job, I feel like your whole life would be in limbo and you'd literally search for anything to make sense of what's going on.
Well, so I also had a light bulb moment last night. Mm-hmm. And was like, I think I know how I can try to find the connection between the two, if it exists. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Here's what I did. I opened up Julia Davis's IMDb page, and I opened up Brittany Murphy's IMDb page, and I literally opened up, I searched everything from when Julia Davis was a stunt woman, a writer, an editor, producer, just to find any level of involvement.
Thing.
Yeah. Not like, oh, did they act in the same movie? No. Like, was she a PA when Brittany was doing something, when she had a cameo, you know? So I literally cross-checked everything, and guess how many projects they worked on together?
How many?
Zero.
So there's like no indication that they ever knew each other.
Nope.
See,
And I did further research on pneumonia. And granted, I just read a lot of personal accounts. But I forget what it's called, but there is a, maybe it's even called walking pneumonia, where
you're
able to function. Yeah. You don't even know you have pneumonia.
Yeah, people have that. I had a coworker who had that, who had walking pneumonia.
Right.
Yeah.
And if Brittany was taking over-the-counter cold medicine that was suppressing those symptoms, she might not have even known how sick she was.
Right. I mean, that's true. And maybe that medicine like caused those metals or something in her hair. And I mean, I'm just throwing out.
Who knows?
This is a conspiracy theory episode. Anything goes.
True. You're right. I shouldn't conspiracy shame you.
I'm just throwing out thoughts here. I'm just saying, okay, I will admit that it's a little weird that her husband ended up dying of pneumonia as well. I can say that's weird.
And there was a rumor that maybe there was toxic mold in the house. The mom kind of goes back and forth on whether she thinks or whether she agrees with that theory. Mm-hmm. The coroner is like, no.
Yeah.
There isn't. But I did look a little bit more into her husband. I mean, it just sort of seems like they were both living this fast life. They weren't taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely weird to both get pneumonia, but if they're both living the same unhealthy lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely possible that he would, just in proximity to her, catch a virus that would later turn into pneumonia.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, the spreading of pneumonia here is not something that's a conspiracy theory. Like, it is proof, there is proof that it can be spread from person to person. So, you know.
Yeah, but you don't think that, like, relatively young people who presumably have enough money to go to the doctor would actually die of pneumonia.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the weird part, I think.
Yeah.
But I guess it happens.
But, I mean, like you're saying, she already had, like, diabetes and other medical issues, and he may have had some, too, that we don't know about. So, you know, they may be more susceptible to things like this. And I don't know. See, this is, like, I find conspiracy theories fascinating in the sense of it's interesting to hear how people think, but I guess I am like pretty much I like listening to it, like I said, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Are you?
No, and that's why I'm a little bit bummed about this episode, because we're both equally skeptical.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to believe this, and I believe the first part. I just don't believe that Brittany Murphy has anything to do with
it. I agree. I am a skeptic. Like, I like to question things, but I also you know, I also, I'd like to think I have moderate common sense and like a little bit of realism in my life. And some of these things are just, because I don't know. This one is not even bad as far as conspiracy theories go. Like this,
I mean, I found some evidence.
Yeah, I mean, there's at least you can like kind of make a slight argument. Like there's conspiracies out there that people talk to me about because I know like real conspiracy theorists who like truly believe these batshit crazy things, and I just can't with them. I have to end the conversation because I'm like, you sound like a fucking crazy person and I can't with you. Mm-hmm. So, well,
also I wanted to add, I just also feel like Britney's dad is just using this to try to get more fame. Yeah. I was reading news reports about their theories at the time that they were coming out and they were supposedly making a documentary and writing a book. I don't know if those things ever came to fruition, but it definitely seems like he's just trying to extend some level of fame, which is so disgusting that he's using his daughter's
death. Yeah, I wish that the media did not entertain people like him and like, and I think his name is Thomas Markle, Meghan Markle's dad. I mean, Markle family, him and his her sister drive me up a fucking wall. Like I truly cannot stand them. And I'm not like obsessed with the royal family or anything like that. But I don't like people using some bullshit for fame. Like, and it seems like this guy was like estranged to Brittany Murphy. Like he really had no insight into her life. That would be like one of my really distant cousins if something happened to me, being like at my funeral talking about how, you know, close we were and how much they knew about me. I'd be like, shut the fuck up from heaven.
Right.
You know?
Well, send a lightning bolt down.
Yeah, I'd smite that fool. So,
well, there's a phrase about that I really like. It's called grief tourism.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's when isn't it?
Yeah,
grief?
It's a good one.
You're like, damn, that is apt as fuck. It's like when something bad happens to someone that you vaguely know, but then you're posting on Facebook like, "RIP, I'll miss you forever."
Yeah.
You barely spoke two words to the person. Yeah. I hate people like that.
And I've like experienced that in like real life where I've had, you know, friends pass or like really, really close friends pass or have an incident. Like one of my best friends, he's actually the guy marrying us. He was in a house fire like 4 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really bad. And he was like burnt really badly. And I've known him my entire life. And so, you know, I was in the hospital and I swear to God, I got phone calls from people that we haven't seen since like third grade. And they were like, oh my God, is he okay? Can I come to the hospital to see him? Like, I miss him. I was like, fuck off, dude. Like some of us are actually like grieving or like stressed out right now. And I don't need your bullshit. And I'm sure that's how Brittany Murphy's mom feels with the dad of like, I don't need your shit. You know?
Yeah. Like where your ass was at.
Yeah. I just lost my daughter.
30 whatever years of her life. Exactly.
So in conclusion, I don't believe it and kind of fuck these people at least like a little bit, but whatever.
Yeah. Also RIP Brittany Murphy.
Also RIP.
I'm going to go watch Clueless after
everyone this, watch Uptown Girls. It's so underrated. It's easily one of my favorite movies of my childhood. So y'all get on that. Damn.
All right. Well, I think we've debunked that conspiracy theory. Boop, boop. Kindly, someone alert Reddit.
Yeah, let them know.
Should we play some games?
I'm down.
Okay, I was thinking we would play this game that I literally made up yesterday.
Perfect, perfect.
Called Do You Have the Time? So here are the rules. Okay. We each get 15 seconds. Okay. We will pick a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Not this one.
Yeah, no.
Because we've debunked this one.
Yeah, we've talked this one up.
You get 15 seconds to try to convince the other person why that conspiracy theory is true.
Okay, I can do that. I mean, I think, okay. 15 seconds will be hard, but I'll try.
Yeah, that's why it's fun.
Okay.
I think.
So.
We'll see. If it sucks, we'll cut that.
Yeah, if it's all bad, yeah. Okay. So, should I start or do you want to start?
I can start because I have one in my mind.
Okay, go for it.
So I'm going to pull out my stopwatch.
Okay.
I'm going to try to convince you why Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
Okay.
Are you
I'm ready?
Ready? Starting the timer.
Okay, go.
Okay, they look exactly alike. They were both in show business. That's basically, and they have the same eyebrows. That's basically all there is to that theory.
That's the whole theory.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
I mean, hard-hitting bullet points you just brought up. I'm going to go with, I don't believe that.
Fair.
Yeah, that's my, just off the top, I just don't believe it. The eyebrow thing, though sketchy, is, you know, easily explained. Maybe they had the same guy who does their eyebrows. I don't know.
So initially when I looked at that conspiracy theory, I thought that their moms had the same name. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's mom's name is Mary.
Mm-hmm.
JonBenet Ramsey's mother's name is Patsy. So it's not even close.
Damn. Who in the world is named Patsy?
Like, I don't know. Well,
old people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I also think that like the JonBenet Ramsey case, that case in itself has about a zillion conspiracy theories when it's very obvious to me that the brother did it. But
yeah, I think so too.
I'm not.
That's why I don't really feel like talking about it because I feel like it's been done.
Yeah.
Too many
it's
times.
Really, it's a really sad case too. So,
for sure.
So I'm going to go with I don't believe Katy Perry's JonBenet Ramsey. Also, didn't they find JonBenet Ramsey's body? Like, did Katy Perry like come back from the dead? Is that what people are insinuating?
I suppose I should have put this in my 10 seconds, but I would say that conspiracy theory boils down to a few things. Number one, they look exactly like,
right.
Kind of. Number two, they were both in show business.
Yeah.
Number three, Illuminati.
Okay. Okay. I think the Illuminati can be its own episode, honestly.
Oh,
I also hate people who are like Beyonce and Jay-Z are in the Illuminati. To quote Beyonce, y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. So
Beyonce and Jay-Z do not need the Illuminati.
They are
like they are their own Illuminati.
Yeah, for real. The Illuminati's terrified of Beyonce and Jay-Z. So leave Beyonce and Jay-Z alone. Okay, so I have a conspiracy in my brain.
All right.
And
should I time you?
I mean, you can. It's definitely like kind of longish, but not long, not like super long, but just I'll make it brief.
No, you got 15 seconds. I'm going to cut you
okay,
off. Ready?
Okay. Don't start it yet. I'm going to introduce what I'm going to say and then we'll start. Okay. So I'm going to try and convince you that the moon landing was a conspiracy. Okay. Tell me when I'm good to go.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, so the Cold War is going on. The United States and Soviet Union are in a space race. The United States doesn't like to lose. NASA will lose its funding if they don't get on the moon. They put someone in front of a green screen. You can tell it's a green screen because the flag waves around and it wouldn't wave on the moon. And there's no one to literally prove that anyone went on the moon except Buzz Aldrin, who, you know, he could have been the guy.
Stop.
Ah! I
actually gave you 3 extra seconds.
Damn.
That's so nice. Damn. Okay.
Here's the thing about the moon landing conspiracy.
I don't know what to think now.
I know. So here's the thing is I did like some thoughts on like research on it. So my whole like original thought is like America and the Soviet Union were like in this, they're still in this thing, Russia now, are in this thing where like they go like whose dick is bigger. And the space race was like a huge deal during the Cold War. Like
yeah,
it was like this is gonna be monumental, first of its kind, blah blah blah. So we're already like racing to do that. And if NASA doesn't do it before Russia, you know, America's going to be like, fuck NASA. Like, what can they do besides literally everything? And, you know, like things like that, like NASA would lose its credibility and they'd lose its funding. So for them to keep the money flowing and to keep, you know, keep America great, whatever bullshit is going on, they staged it. And realistically, the only proof that we have is that photo of Buzz Aldrin on the moon. And like, I'm sure there's other proof, but like, that's the main one that the general public sees. and it looks like the flag is waving, which there wouldn't be wind on the moon. And
wait, but you mean from a photo it looks like the flag is waving?
So the way the flag looks, I think there's a video too, but the photo, the way the flag looks, it looks like it's like crinkled in the way that it's like in the process of waving. So, so, you know, it could be, I don't know. It could easily be also people who, conspiracy theorists, are truly looking for any little crease in a flag to be like, look, it's waving. Where it's like, maybe it just like wasn't ironed, you know? Like, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, I also watched Hidden Figures.
Great movie.
And yeah, so.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think those women would lie about
personally,
it.
Personally, I think that they did land on the moon. I mean, people are like, well, the only thing, like, Buzz Aldrin's footsteps are supposedly still on the moon. And it's like, we really can't prove that because no one goes to the moon, really. I mean, I like Postmate my Starbucks order, so I certainly do not go to the moon.
Well, it also would cost you, I think, personally, about $2 million to go into space.
Yeah, it would cost me a lot. And there's just some safety hazards with that that I'm just not down with. Until we get, like, some xenon 21st century shit, I'm not going into space. But, yeah, so I personally believe that they did land on the moon. That's just my personal opinion.
I definitely did believe that, but you've given me enough to think about that I'll research it, so you win the game by default.
Excellent. And I will say, it's the first, like, big recorded American history conspiracy theory. It's, like, the first one that, like, shaped how we are today, where everyone thinks the world is going to end. So, you're welcome. So, and also, the moon landing thing is actually the first recorded American history conspiracy theory. So it's kind of shaped the way people think today, like all this crazy shit all the time. It was like the first one to be circulated. So you're welcome for this little piece of American history, y'all.
And thank you for ruining my productivity.
You're welcome.
My boss is going to be like, Sarah, why did you spend all day today researching if the moon landing was
fake? Man, your internet search history is going to be real weird. Real weird.
I'll go incognito.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. And remember, if you like weird shit, you know where to find us.
Betches.